no vowels. You know, Grünhaus.
Do you speak German now?
Before we get started, ain't it? Oh, Frogamony Horton, he did ride Crambo. Frogamony Horton, he did ride Crambo. Frogamony Horton, he did ride a sword and a pen and a revolver by his side. Crambo. Crambo killed la 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 la. That's a hard part right in there, and nephew. Crambo killed a la ra ro flop a doodle yellow bug too long did he cover off stop bottom it Crambo. And yodel go.
All right, folks. You get the idea. Another special show with another special theme. And this one's gonna be kind of funny country stuff. Kind of country, kind of folk, kind of funny. A lot of these. All of them, actually. I was really searching for the funniest stuff I could find that falls into that country meets folk category, and there's a lot. That was Uncle Picos, by the way, who started us out with Crambone. That's off of a Tom and Jerry cartoon that I love. And it seemed like an appropriate place to start. But we're going to go all over the map today. We're going to do some really funny kind of stuff, and it's going to be kind of country and kind of western. My two favorite kinds of music, country and western, and folk, the third kind. Anyway, so without further ado, you know, I've done a couple shows in the past that kind of bordered on this. I did two episodes of KFAT Radio, KFAT from Gilroy, Garlic Capital. Of San Francisco, California, and I don't know if you remember Gilroy, I don't know if you remember KFAT, but boy, KFAT played all this incredible stuff, and I did two episodes of that, about 2 years ago, and I did a country western one, and a country rock one, and I've done a bunch of stuff that borders on this, but this time we're going for all the funny stuff. At least I thought it was funny. Some of it's not, but I thought it was, so go figure. And my headphones are going in and out. Okay. All right, so let's start out. Okay, so the first set, here we go. My old friend, I love him so much, Martin Mull from Ohio, did on his first album, did one of the funniest songs ever that I love. I played it last week, and I'm going to play it again today. I'm going to play that one. I'm going to play one by Ed Sanders of the Fugs. I'm going to play a country Commander Cody song, one by Dickie Fowler, a Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, one by the Fraternity of Man, another one by Buck Owens. You get the picture? Here we go. Let's just keep on keeping on, and here we go, starting right about now.
Seventh grade, I don't make me worse nor better. I'm just made the way I'm made, working hard at what I'm good at, pumping gas and fixing cars. I like the smell of gasoline and I don't mind passing tars. Paid my dues by working places where the owner's hands was clean. Ain't no Christian thought of racism, how he treated me so mean. But I done the things he asked me, and I smiled right to his face, 'cause I knew that in a year or two I was gonna own that place. And I kept my dreams within my reach, and everyone came true, 'cause
tank up downstairs at my station. Then y'all come with me upstairs and get your glass. You'll see I'm happy here living above my station. I got no complaints at all about my life, 'cause there's just one way to live above your station, and that's with your friends and Dr. Pepper and your wife. Well, I got friends back in Wyoming, where I spent my early days living lives like Willie Loman, losing sleep to get a raise. In pursuit of some big fortune, they go running on for far. Don't they realize that happiness is just being who you are? When I hear them talk about me, I can hear the things they say, that I could have been a doctor or a lawyer in L.A. But I tell them about that carpenter whose greatness fills us all, and they realize that in his eyes no dream is ever small. And I kept my dreams within my reach, and everyone came true, 'cause when you stick to what you're good at, good things come to you. And now I'm happy here living above my station. I ain't joking when I say that it's a gas. Come and fill your tank up downstairs at my station. Then y'all come with me upstairs and get your glass. You'll see I'm happy here living above my station. I got no complaint at all about my life, 'cause there's just one way to live above your station, and that's with your friends and Dr. Pepper and your wife.
Mine in a A-D-F-A-R-P-L-A-Y-A Joachalius. Hula my name, hey Muriel Kaiois, I'll get you thinking, buddy.
Ah, tough, get tall, get suave, get drunk, get smart, get hip, get hip, get pissed. Johnny, 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 piss off. Oh, Johnny, 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 why did you beat a bad queer? Johnny, 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 what did you beat up that queer?
Well, I went into the trance I usually fall into when I watch the Budweiser clock spin around for about 2 hours. I was drinking Dickel Brothers Sour Mash, Betty, when all of a sudden my brain became sullied by images of vampires. So I thought I'd better get my old Corvette and wheel around the county courthouse a few times to clear my mind. Then I thought I'd go over to Mays Cafe for some coffee and lemon pie. Well, I peeled down the Straza, and all of a sudden I scarfed an eye load on a queer. I mean, I think he looked like a queer. Gotta hate queers. Gotta hate him, hate him. He had on penny loafers and purple bell bottoms. And he had a huge protest button on that said, God is acid. Boy, that he pissed me off. Anyway, so I screeched a halt and I yelled out the window and I said, hey, faggot, what you doing in my town, Betty? That son of a bitch was ignoring my existence. Boy, I hate that. So I leaped out my old Corvette and I trotted over and I proceeded to kick ass on the goddamn son of a bitch in Morphinite. Then I walked on his face and shit is more fun than sports and tadpole. Then I went over to Mays Cafe for some coffee, coffee, coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee. Get tough, get tall, get suave, get drunk, get smart, get hip, get hip, get pissed. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. This off. Ladies and gentlemen, the Johnny Piss Off Credo. Bash. All queers, commies, sheenies, howlies, and punkies. All
pets and teenage loose women. In the name of Jesus Christ, this I do affirm.
Oh, Johnny, 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 why did you meet him that queer?
He didn't cry or nothing.
Johnny, 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 why did you meet him that queer?
Nobody saw me do it.
Why did you beat up that queer?
Well, he was walking up to the Legion Hall where the Boy Scouts meet. I want to see that.
Why did you beat up that queer, Johnny?
Well, I mean, he had smooth hands. I mean, he tried to wink at me. I don't know. He had on a mask. I don't know.
Why did you beat up that queer?
When I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one thing Mama said. Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. Till I was grown, my daddy didn't spend a little time at home, instead of roaming around the country that way. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. Well, there's cute little honey I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around that center, rolling down south tonight. I gotta beat this pace I'm setting at a time I can't. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. Well, this cute little honey I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling down south tonight.
Hardworking man, he gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn. That milkman rushes up to the door with that man's wife waiting in a kimono, and she plants a big old kiss on his cheek and they go inside. And that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. One day I called him aside and told him what was going on while he was gone. He said, well, I guess that's so, but do you know we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt, ice cream, or none of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? He's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know a man, he's educated man, he's alligator wrestler. He jumps right in there and grabs them long green boogers. But whatever you grab them long green boogers by, well, one day he's got a full Nelson on this big alligator, when this other alligator sneaks up and bites his right ear, bum off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator, not the man, well, it's none of my business. One day I said, well, it's sure too bad about that little accident that you had, cause now your hat's gonna fall down over your eyes and you can't ever be a gypsy, cause you don't have no place to wear a gold earring. He just looked me right straight in the eye and said, huh? I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't wanna make waves, can't you see? He's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now I know Lady, she's a mighty fine lady. Got a heart of gold, she wouldn't harm a fly. She's just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know that her husband, he works so hard that he come unglued, he come unwrapped, he's a snap. He thinks he's a chicken. That's right, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types. Roosting in a bush by the side of the house. Well, it's none of my business. One day I said, have you ever thought about finding him a doctor that could make him well? And she said, well, I have now and then. But then again, he don't eat much, just chicken feed. And all that pecking in the ground don't hurt nothing. Heaven knows we can use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? She's just making the best of a bad situation. Reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're all just making the best of a bad situation. We're all in this together, you and me.
Sitting in my basement, I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. Then my friend yelled through the transom, grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner giving dollar bills away. But I laid around a bit and I had another hit, and I wrote myself a bomb. Then I thought about my mama. Then I fooled around, played around, jacked around a while, and then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Took 7 months of virgin just to get that local virgin with a sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. The next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy when she asked me how I liked it. Lord, it hurt me to admit I was stoned. I missed it. I was stoned. I was stoned on the old mine.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Another one, just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Okay, those were some of the funniest ones I could possibly find, and I played them at the top of the show to try to hook you and keep you listening. That's what we do here on Time Won't Let Me. you know, sometimes I fade songs, sometimes I cut them short. Not that time. Those are all real good ones, you know. And starting out with Martin Mull doing Living Above My Station. I ain't joking when I say that it's a gas. That's off of Martin Mull's first album. Martin Mull, you might recall, was in Mary Hartman, and he was in Fernwood Tonight, and I think he passed away a while ago. He and Fred Willard did on Fernwood Tonight were Barth Gimbel and Jerry Hubbard. I saw them live at the Sketch Fest at Cobb's Comedy Club a few years back. Amazing. They're both gone now. A lot of people that were playing today are gone now. After that, we played Ed Sanders. Ed was a member of the Fugs. That was the Iliad, also known as the Ballad of Johnny Pissoff. Might have offended a few people, I hope. He was the, as they say, Ed Sanders was the bridge between Beat and the hippie generations. After that, we heard Commander Cody doing his version, their version of Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, properly doing their version of Looking at the World Through a Windshield. That was first done by Del Reeves. That is such a great song, and I love the lyrics. They're pretty funny. After that, a real unusual one, not usual at all, Dickie Fowler doing Making the Best of a Bad Situation. That was 1974 on Asylum Records. He had another great song called My Baby Ran Off with a Coal Miner and All I Got Was the Shaft. And interesting side note, he was transgender. He became Dina K. Rose. What do you know? And he wrote Lord Mr. Ford for Jimmy Dean, which was later recorded by Jerry Reed. We're going to have a Jerry Reed song coming up. After Dickie Fowler, we heard Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show doing I Got Stoned and I Missed It. Not one of his biggest hits, but it was a hit. His biggest hit, of course, was Cover of the Rolling Stone and Sylvia's Mother. Then we heard Fraternity of Man doing Don't Bogart Me, also known as Don't Bogart That Joint. That is from the soundtrack album to the movie Easy Rider. And what else can I tell you? Then we heard a little bit of Buck Owens and Buddy Allen doing You Were Gone. That is something they used to play on Hee Haw. I actually wanted to play the original version by Archie Campbell, but I couldn't find it on record, but I could only find it on YouTube. And then when I looked it up, there were like half a dozen versions of Where Are You Tonight? You Were Gone, with everybody from George Jones to Tammy Wynette to George Strait to Ronnie Millsap. Everybody that appeared on Hee Haw would guest with Archie Campbell and or Buck Owens. Anyway, behind me, a couple great pedal steel instrumentals, one by Red Rose that was called Lonely Nights. And we're hearing right now Pete Drake doing his version of Lay Lady Lay. Okay, so you get the picture? Kind of funny, kind of country. That's what we're doing today, folks. All show for 2 hours. And coming up in the next six songs, we have Bobby Bear, Drop Kick Me Jesus. The Kendalls doing Heaven's Just a Sin Away. Ricky Nelson doing a great cover, one by George Strait. And then two guys doing the same song. Now I'm talking kind of like, what am I doing? Johnny Gimbel and Red Steagall both doing a song about Texas. All right, so here we go. This is RadioValencia.fm, www.RadioValencia.fm. And this is DJ Barrister, and this show is called Time Won't Let Me. And this is Bobby Bear.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Bring on the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door, all the departed dear loved ones of mine, and stick them up front in the offensive line. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life, end over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Yeah, dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over in me, the left.
Heaven's just a sail away, oh no, just a sail away. I can't wait another day, I think I'm giving in. How I'd love to hold you tight, oh,
C-K-Y, and that spells Kentucky, and it means paradise. You take a chicken and you kill it, and you put it in the skillet, and you fry it up a golden brown. That's southern cooking, and that's mighty nice. It don't cover a lot when you look on a map, but I wouldn't study geography when I'm sitting in my mammy's lap. You take a K and an E, N and a T, U and a C-K-Y, and that spells Kentucky, and it means paradise. When I'm sitting in my mammy's lap, you take a K and an E, N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y, and that spells Kentucky, and it means paradise. Sitting in my mammy's lap. You take a K and a E, N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y, and that spells Kentucky, and it means paradise. I said Kentucky, and it means paradise.
Mm-hmm. Texas. And Texas is a place I'd nearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. And that's why. Push her through. Sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas.
For all the people away from Texas that are homesick. It's called I Wish I Was Sitting Right Under the X in Texas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I'm sitting here looking at a map I got laid out on my lap. There's not too many places I've been, but the one place I love best is spread all over the West, and I'm trying to figure how to get back home again. Well, I wish I was sitting right under the X in Texas, right in the heart of where my heart must be. Texas, right under the X in Texas, is where I'd like to be.
That I ain't been, but the one place I love best
Okay. We heard Bobby Bear doing Dropkick Me Jesus through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor the right. After that, we heard the Kendalls doing Heaven's Just a Sin Away. You know, I should tell you, too, the Kendalls were a father and daughter duo. And Heaven's Just a Sin Away, I'm pretty sure, was not intended to be funny. I thought it was hilarious, so I always did. After that, we heard Rick Nelson, formerly Ricky Nelson, soon to be Ricky Nelson in the Lost Canyon Band. Rick Nelson doing Kentucky Means Paradise, and I just love that song. It's got the great lyrics about, sitting on my mammy's lap, looking at the map. A lot of maps, a lot of geography in this set. And that was actually written by Merle Travis, and it was also covered by Glenn Campbell, but I like Ricky Nelson's version the best. Nothing but the best. That's what we're doing today. That's what we do every week. Just nothing but the best, nothing but the songs that I love the best. We heard George Strait doing All My Exes Live in Texas. That was off his album Oceanfront Property, produced by Jimmy Bowen. And then we heard two versions of Under the X in Texas, first by Johnny Gimbel, fiddle player, and then by Red Steagall, famous cowboy poet, country singer. A little geography going from Kentucky to Texas in that set. Behind me is Joe Goldmark doing flying. Joe Goldmark is a pedal steel player, local, one of the owners of Amoeba Music, and one of my friends, and kind of almost family. I love his stuff. I wish I wasn't talking over it. Sorry about that, Joe, but boy, it's sure pretty. Okay, here we go. The third 20-minute segment of the show. We're going to hear a little bit from Buck Owens, Todd Snyder, rest in peace, Mary Kay Place, Conway and Loretta, a couple songs off the Nashville soundtrack. It just keeps getting better and better and better. Well, I don't even know whether it is getting better because it started off so good today. I don't know if I can, all I can do is hope to maintain the greatness that we started. Okay, so here we go with Buck.
I don't know you from Adam, but if you're gonna play the jukebox, please don't play A11. I just came in here from force of habit. I don't intend to spend too much time in here. But I heard you matching for the music. If you play A11, there'll be tears. I don't know you from Adam, but if you're gonna play the jukebox, please don't play A11. Favorite spot, and when she was here, it was heaven. It was here she told me that she loved me, and she always played A11.
Sober driver, B-double-A-double-R-U-M, they're around.
fry guys from Abilene. Drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pig. Swine and soiree dance, wore baseball caps, khaki pants. They wanted six, so to save some money, they got one off a hippie that smelled kind of funny. The next thing they knew, they was both really hungry, pretty thirsty too.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
They found a store with a sign, said their beer was cold. This is an Indian Brad, cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Where them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back, stopped. He said, boy, I ain't calling the cops, but I am keeping this card. The guys took it hard.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Oh, how happy we would be if we only brought him that fake ID on B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Named Sleepy John, he claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash. He bought a bruise. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. It was feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool, the band was prime. They made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. Can't so drive. B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-I. Except B-double-E-double-R-U-N-B-R-I.
curls out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah. Ruth Leslie.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family.
Oh,
anyway.
They did.
Or if it snows, keep a going. Ain't no use to sit and whine, cause the fish ain't on your line. Bait your hook and keep it trying. Keep a going. When the weather kills your crop, keep a going. Why it takes work to reach the top, keep a going. If the skies look dark and gray, tell the world you'll be okay. And don't forget to pray, keep a going. Well, now, wind's gone. I think Joe's gonna be gone soon. Against the wall, keep a going. Swallow hard and just stand tall, keep a going. Suppose you're out of every dime, being broke ain't any crime. It'll all work out in time, keep a going. And if the doctor says you're through, keep a going. Why, he's a human just like you, keep a going. Says you must die. Wipe the tears from off your eye. Give old life another try. Keep a going. Ain't no law says you must die. Wipe them tears from off your eye. Trust the good Lord up on high. He'll help. Keep a going. Keep a going.
Ryan.
All right, everybody, keep going. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to keep it going. Those were some amazing songs that we just heard, starting out with Buck Owens doing I Don't Know You From Adam, but if you're going to play the jukebox, please don't play A11. I actually first heard that one. Bob Weir did that with the Grateful Dead, like, you know, in the early 70s. Just probably did it once, you know. But anyway, it was written by Hank Cochran. It was originally recorded by Don Deal in 1963, and we heard Buck Owens' version in 1964. After that, we heard Beer Run by Todd Snyder. Rest in peace. Todd just died at the end of the year. Boy, the end of the year, the beginning of the year was a rough one. Todd Snyder, Joe Ely, Raul Malo, Bob Weir, you know. A lot of death to end the year and begin the year. But anyway, Todd Snyder wrote that song. It's about going to a Robert Earl Keen concert in Santa Cruz at a Fat Fry. I was mentioning KFAT Radio a little earlier in the show, and Todd was mentioning it again in the middle of that song. Beer Run, B-W-R-R-U-N, Beer Run. After that, we heard Mary Kay Place doing Vitamin L. Once again, Mary Kay Place played Loretta Haggers on Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. I played earlier a track by Martin Mull, who was also in that show. I think that's Albert Lee on guitar on that one. You know, so many of these great musicians play on so many of these tracks. I wish I could just name everybody, but I don't. Because it's too much. After Mary Kay Place, we heard Conway and Loretta, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, doing You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. That's off the 1978 album on MCA called Honky Tonk Heroes. Looks ain't everything, but I love you just the same. Conway to Loretta. Then Ronnie Blakely from the movie Nashville doing her Loretta Lynn character, Barbara Jean, tape decking his tractor as they listen to the local news. You know, that is such a great song, and I love it so much. And Ronnie Blakely's incredible. And I used to go out with her sister, Marthetta Blakely. And I have a funny story about her, but I'm not going to tell it. Also from the soundtrack to Nashville was the version of Keep It Going by Henry Gibson. A poem by Henry Gibson. Henry Gibson was a regular on Laugh-In. He played a character in Nashville called Haven Hamilton. Anyway, so there you go. And we're almost at the halfway point of our show. This show is just kicking butt. I'm so pleased. I think I'm going to have to put this down as one of my favorites. And I think I'm going to also play it again next week because I'm going to be out of town for 9 days. I'll be in New Orleans. And you'll be listening to this show again, I hope. If you didn't see her at this time, you'll be hearing it for the first time. Behind me was Pete Drake doing Dream. He's the guy that used to do that pedal steel with the tube in his mouth, and he would talk through his steel guitar. Wow. And then behind us now is Roland Janes doing Guitarville. Another beauty. Some of these instrumental tracks are so great. Okay. Now, we're going to start the second half of our show. Vern Gosden's going to do Set 'Em Up Joe. Johnny Paycheck's going to do a Swamp Dog song called She's All I Got. Hoyt Axton's Bony Fingers, Johnny Cash, David Allan Coe, and then John Prine and Steve Goodman. So we're going to head into some really, really, really good territory on my show, which is Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister on RadioValencia.fm. The transmission from the mission. And here is Vern Gosden.
They got a vintage big troll in 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before. Play it
him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set him up, Joe, and play walking the floor.